Coca-Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now. On News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
412 News Radio 92.3 Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryan, Austin Price. It was a weekend that it was. It was quite a weekend. Covered a lot of stories from activity in our community, especially we'll touch on what happened down at Graffiti Bridge. What went on down there? Well, we're going to let you know what we know. And we know a lot, so just keep it right here, and we'll pass on the information. That'll be coming up in a minute. But first, let's go ahead and take a stab at three important things you need to know about this hour.
Number one.
Okay, strong wind shear and dry, dusty air have limited storms in the panhandle this hurricane season. Today, NHC forecasters confirmed tropical wave in the central Atlantic is the only disturbance with any developmental potential. Spaghetti models for the tropical wave showed little to no impact on the U.S., as most projections keep it tracking north and east of the Bahamas. No Gulf of America activity expected due out next week.
Number two.
And a majority of the Escambia school board members have expressed support for eliminating citizen-based book review committees. According to District 1 Representative Kevin Adams, this measure aims to expedite the school's book review process. The board will vote on the proposal during its regular meeting scheduled for tomorrow at 5:30 p.m. at the J.E. Hall Center.
Number three.
Okay, a big get-together happening tomorrow. Cantonment Improvement Committee is going to hold a food distribution event. It is tomorrow, offering 10,000 pounds of food to residents. The event begins at 3 at Carver Park in Cantonment. Participants are required to present that valid identification to receive the food distribution, of course, on a first-come, first-served basis while the supplies last.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Yeah, just a moment ago, you were talking about something going on at Graffiti Bridge, Chris. Well, in your local headlines here, we'll get this started because this is somewhat related. The Milton, Texas Roadhouse location finding itself embroiled in the Charlie Kirk controversy. This comes after a woman posted on social media saying that she doesn't feel sorry for a Nazi, her words, and that he didn't unite anyone except on the grounds of hatred and racism. This woman's name was Mallory Redling. She's the estranged wife of the location's former manager. He was let go after her comments drew scrutiny and people began threatening to boycott the restaurant. Texas Roadhouse posted that the managing partner of the location was let go from the company, but many online have argued on the former manager's behalf, saying that he and his estranged wife had different ideologies.
Yeah, violence breaking out Sunday evening at a vigil for Charlie Kirk after someone spray painted over his mural on Graffiti Bridge. The event continued. The mural was restored, but it was later defaced again. Twice. All right. PPD, they made no arrest and are asking anybody with information to contact the department or Crime Stoppers. Very, very, let me just put it, out of control evening down there. And it was supposed to be a peaceful evening. Scott Yingling commissioned that mural.
What we need to do better to stop letting people get brainwashed and thinking that everybody is horrible. Everyone's not horrible. You can be a extreme left person and it's still a good person. I don't dislike you. I dislike your beliefs or your policy or whatever. But it doesn't mean I have to hate you.
All right. PPD says the person who was sprayed was taken to the hospital for medical treatment. The sprayer had left the scene by the time the officers arrived. They are asking anyone with information on the fight to contact them or Crime Stoppers. And it was supposed to be just a peaceful Sunday evening. Nice moon, right. Just quiet evening. And then the knuckleheads take over. All right. 4:15, News Radio 92.3. Well, Austin Price, looking at the weather, checking out that local traffic again this afternoon on News Radio 92.3.
This traffic update brought to you by Frontier Motors. That is the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Let's see. Got some backups on I-10, traveling westbound passing the I-110 north ramp. Not really much of a surprise there. Same can be said for Pine Forest Road, traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. We also have some backups on Navarre Parkway, traveling westbound passing Hurlburt Field. And last but not least, Highway 90, traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River. Those are your worst-looking spots right now, but as I said, they should not be much of a surprise if you're used to taking any of those routes this time every afternoon. As for your weather, it's 87 degrees right now. Low of 69 tonight. Going to be sunny, mostly clear throughout your entire week. We're going to have highs sitting anywhere from 88 to 91 in that span.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
Okay, President Trump announced earlier this month that 11 gang members were killed after a boat allegedly carrying drugs to the U.S. was struck off the coast of Venezuela. The Pentagon deployed ships to the Caribbean to counter drug trafficking operations. Well, Florida Congresswoman Maria Salazar claims Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro is giving orders to the cartels.
He is only a thug who is running two criminal organizations, Tren de Aragua, and you know that very well, and one of the drug trafficking cartels called the Solis. So Maduro has his days counted.
And a high school student under arrest accused of threatening to shoot up his school in Manatee County. Police say the 14-year-old student threatened to carry out a mass school shooting at Braden River High School. The threats were made on Snapchat Sunday night. The child was arrested on a second-degree felony charge, and authorities say they did not have access to firearms, but there was an extra police presence at the high school today as precaution.
Well, the trial continues here in the state for Ryan Ruth, the man accused of plotting to assassinate then-president candidate Donald Trump at the Trump International Golf Course. Happened a year ago. Fox's Dana Marie McNichol is in Fort Pierce, Florida this afternoon. She has more.
All of the witnesses taking the stand are FBI agents. So the jury has already heard from a firearms expert as well as an evidence technician that searched Ruth's car when he fled the golf course. Now, she presented to the jury items that were found inside, including an expired Hawaii driver's license, a U.S. passport, 6 cell phones, a debit card, and a handwritten note with flights to South America. She also showed overnight parking receipts intended to place Ruth locally in Palm Beach County the night before the alleged assassination attempt.
And the First Amendment means you can post whatever you want online without fear of arrest, but it doesn't mean there may not be any consequences whatsoever. Florida employment attorney Susan Norton has seen many people being let go from their jobs after posting social media comments either making light of or celebrating the Charlie Kirk assassination. Of course, we were just talking about this happening locally a few minutes ago. Some public school teachers and college professors, for example, have also been reassigned or placed on paid leave throughout the state and throughout the country. Norton says those in the public sector do have more protection. Don't get it twisted. But ultimately, you could still be ultimately fired for cause.
Yeah, you're absolutely right on that one. State regulators will not consider a counterproposal as they review a planned settlement that would raise FPL's basic electric rates. The Office of Public Counsel and consumer groups are opposing the deal reached last month with various businesses. The Public Service Commission will begin hearings on October 6th and is expected to decide later on in the fall.
All righty, and lastly here, country music star John Party. If you're a Cat Country 98.7 fan, you may have heard of him. He's headed to Florida this Christmas. He'll perform across 3 Florida venues, including the St. Augustine Amphitheater on December 12th and 13th, the Hard Rock in Hollywood on December 18th, and the Hard Rock in Tampa on December 19th. The set list will include songs from his 2023 album, Merry Christmas, from John Party. He plans to donate the proceeds to local charities in each of the cities. General tickets go on sale this Friday. 419 here. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to Pensacola right now. We'll be back in just a few minutes with some of your hardest-hitting national headlines for you, just like we do this time every hour, right here on News Radio 92.3.
Saturday, September 27th, come to the grand opening land sale at the Ranches at Creekside Preserve and get your gorgeous 20 to 50 acre estate in desirable Baldwin County on sale from only $139.9. That's right, get 20 to 50 acres in Baldwin County from just $139.9 with excellent financing available. Ranches at Creekside Preserve features private large acreage tracts with beautiful woodlands, rolling meadows, and a peaceful creek, all surrounded by pristine natural beauty and abundant wildlife. It's your opportunity to live in Baldwin County, Alabama, one of the fastest growing coastal counties in the U.S. due to low taxes and a low cost of living. Don't miss out. Come to the grand opening land sale at the Ranches at Creekside Preserve and get your gorgeous 20 to 50 acre estate in desirable Baldwin County on sale from only $139.9. Call 877-888-1415 or go to creeksidepreserveal.com. That's creeksidepreserveal.com.
What does New South Proud mean? It means you can save 35% on windows and doors. And not just any windows and doors. We're talking New South American-made windows and doors that offer premium protection from hurricanes, intruders, and noise. And they're guaranteed for life. Get 35% off American-made windows and doors until October 31st, 2025. Call 800-NEW-WINDOWS. New South Proud! Visit newsouthwindow.com/deal for details.
Hi, my name's Bob.
Hi, Bob.
I see this ad on TV, says I can reduce my debt by 50%. I call, they told me to stop paying my bills, stop talking to my creditors, they'd take care of everything.
I gave them thousands, but most of it went to their fees.
Getting out of debt is neither quick nor easy. There are those who will tell you anything to win your trust.
I'm more in debt now because the fees and interest in my cards kept piling up.
Talk to your creditors directly, or to find a nonprofit agency near you, visit debtadvice.org. This has been a public service message.
You hear that? That's Mike sleeping soundly on a Sunday night. That's because Mike was smart this time. He took ZzzQuil Ultra to fall asleep fast, stay asleep longer, and get the deeply restorative sleep he needs. So now he wakes up refreshed and ready to conquer Mondays.
Let's do this Monday.
ZzzQuil Ultra. Not for colds, just for sleep. Really great sleep. Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
News Radio 92.3 is proud to be a partner in the success of a lot of local businesses. We want your business to be part of this success story in 2025 with our unique platform to showcase your powerful message. Every day, News Radio's Pensacola Expert Panel provides an opportunity unlike any other. Hi, I'm Meg, host of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Let us help you share your message. Contact us to get you and your business part of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Call 850-262-6000.
Get the midday news live with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins, 11 to 2, before Guy Benson on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
We now return you to Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
Okay, 423, News Radio 92.3. If you watch the gas prices, the marquees, when you drive it around town, it's been like a roller coaster for the past couple of weeks. National average and price for a gallon of gas rising 7 cents over the past few weeks to as a new national average of $3.29 a gallon taking place. However, before we get crazy here, listen to me. However, oil industry analyst Trilby Lundberg, the publisher of the Lundberg Survey, says those gas prices now are expected to slide back down starting this week. There you go. Trilby Lundberg.
The price of oil has been quite stable compared to previous times. And so if that does not change radically, then we'll probably see a gentle slope downward in price, considering summer driving is over with, basically, and because we do have sufficient supply of gasoline.
424, News Radio 92.3, we are watching the money today. Of course we are. Hillary Barsky says the sky, those stocks ending up today, but the markets still waiting on the Fed Reserve's announcement about those interest rates.
Stocks kicking off the new trading week higher in the NASDAQ and S&P 500, notching new record closes, and the S&P 500 finishing above the 6,600 level for the first time ever, following fresh economic developments between the U.S. and China. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent signaled that the U.S. and China have a framework for a deal over the ownership of Chinese social media firm TikTok. Investors are also eagerly awaiting a decision on interest rates as the Fed kicks off its two-day policy meeting on Tuesday. The Dow winners, Goldman Sachs, Caterpillar, and Microsoft. The Dow decliners, McDonald's, Sherwin-Williams, and Amgen. The Dow rising 49 points. The NASDAQ higher by 208. S&P 500 up 31. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
425, Austin Price looking at the weather and local traffic together this afternoon on News Radio 92.3.
Yes, sir. This traffic and weather update brought to you by Anderson Subaru. As of our last check about 10 minutes ago, it was just some of our worst-looking spots that we're used to this time every afternoon. We do have some backups developing at the intersection of Mobile Highway and Michigan Avenue. Also have some backups on Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Avalon Boulevard. But outside of that, it's just some more of your usual spots. Nothing too severe at this time, and no accident reports either. As for your weather, 87 degrees, low of 69. Going to be mostly clear tonight and sunny, mostly clear for the next several days, the rest of your week, actually, with highs sitting anywhere from 88 to 91 in that span.
Okay, today was the deadline for CDC employees to return to their offices. This is following last month's attack at the agency in Atlanta. Tanya J. Powers has more on the report.
Workers are returning to the Atlanta offices of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention just weeks after the August 8th attack by a gunman who opened fire on employees preparing to leave work for the weekend. Investigators say the shooter fired almost 500 shots and killed a police officer before turning the gun on himself. No one at the CDC was injured in the incident. Employees have been working remotely in the weeks since the shooting. A Health and Human Services Department spokesperson says staff members whose workstations were affected by the shooting will be assigned alternate spaces. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
And the daughter of former FBI Director James Comey suing the Trump administration over her firing. Maureen Comey claims her ousting as a federal prosecutor was done in retaliation for being her father's daughter. James Comey has been a frequent critic of Trump and was investigated in May by the FBI for an Instagram post that some say was a threat to the president's life.
Okay, people will continue paying tribute to a conservative activist and Turning Point USA founder Charlie Kirk, who was shot and killed last week at Utah Valley University. Fox's Jeff Paul at Turning Point USA headquarters this afternoon files this report on News Radio 92.3.
A steady stream of people showing up to the headquarters for Turning Point USA in Phoenix. Many bringing flowers, leaving personal messages, while others just simply standing there in silence and reflecting on the loss of Charlie Kirk. They join the thousands upon thousands who have been showing up over here for the past couple of days since the shooting, trying to honor Kirk's memory. But one thing is clear, in his passing, Turning Point USA isn't going anywhere. In her first public comment since the assassination, Kirk's widow, Erica Kirk, said the radio and podcast show will go on. His college campus tour will continue this fall, and there will be yet more tours in the years to come.
All right, and we were just talking a moment ago about former FBI Director James Comey. Well, let's talk about the current one. Multiple reports say sitting FBI Director Kash Patel is in the hot seat. His leadership of the agency is reportedly under fire over the Charlie Kirk situation, with some noting the suspected killer behind bars mainly because his father turned him in. It's also worth noting that former Missouri Attorney General Andrew Bailey is being sworn in as co-deputy FBI director. Fox News reports the White House created the position and has not explained the hiring to Patel. He was already set to appear tomorrow and Wednesday before the House and Senate, and the Kirk murder investigation will no doubt take center stage.
Okay, then a New Jersey congressman says he's introducing legislation that forces airlines to pay customers for flight delays. Boy, we've gone back and forth on this decision.
Right.
Some say, no, we're not going to. Yeah, we're going to. Well, you kind of weigh it out here. Here's Jessica Rosenthal.
The Biden administration had a proposed rule that would force airlines to pay customers anywhere from $2 to nearly $800 for severe flight disruptions that were in the airline's control, like for mechanical issues or outages. But the Trump administration removed the rule. Now, New Jersey Congressman Josh Gottheimer is trying to get a similar rule passed through Congress. For passengers delayed more than 5 hours, it could mean up to $500 from the airlines. Airlines must refund people for canceled flights already. Newark's been plagued with issues this year. In late August, there were two outages at the Philadelphia Air Traffic Control Center that manages Newark's airspace within one day, and similar outages that slowed traffic into the airport this spring as well. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Well, Conor McGregor has dropped out of the Irish presidential race. Kind of getting out of the ring, out of one ring into another here. Chris Foster has the report for us.
The former champion mixed martial artist announced a year ago he was running for president of Ireland and had not yet qualified for next month's ballot. A candidate must be nominated either by 20 members of parliament or four local authorities. Conor McGregor says dropping out was not an easy decision, but it's the right one at this moment in time. He calls the process fixed in favor of established candidates, a straitjacket preventing a true democratic presidential election. Three candidates have qualified for the ballot so far. McGregor hasn't fought professionally since 2021. There have been several arrests and sexual assault allegations during and since his career. His main campaign theme was to reduce immigration in Ireland. Chris Foster, Fox News.
And the U.S. is reaffirming its support to Israel after the Jewish state strike on Hamas inside Qatar last week. Secretary of State Marco Rubio met with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu in Jerusalem after regional powers and friends of the U.S. expressed outrage. Rubio said the U.S. wasn't happy about the strike, but added America has no better ally than Israel.
Okay, let's not forget, if you're thinking about buying or selling the home, here's your numbers. 30-year fixed mortgage, standing 6.29%. Yeah, a little bit higher today. Average rate on the 15-year fixed mortgage, 5.72. Sports and 5 on News Radio, 92.3.
Fox News, I'm Tom Graham. The FBI is parsing through online messages from accused shooter Tyler Robinson following last week's killing of Charlie Kirk at Utah Valley University.
According to the Washington Post, Tyler Robinson confessed writing on Discord, that social media chat group that the FBI says he used, quote, "Hey guys, I have bad news for you all. It was me at UVU yesterday."
Fox's David Spunt. Democrats say Republicans are not working with them when it comes to a funding bill to avert a looming government shutdown at the end of the month. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer took issue with President Trump's True Social post,
posting online that Republicans should go at it alone.
Now, the president is calling on House Republicans to unite around a short-term spending plan, but would need some Democratic support to clear the Senate's 60-vote threshold. America is listening to Fox News.
This is Zach Gelb of the Sports Minute, sponsored by Chumba Casino, your online casino for play spins and a chance to score. Must be 21 and over. Terms at ChumbaCasino.com. Gunnar Stockton and Marcel Reed both had miraculous fourth down plays that helped Georgia defeat Tennessee, and Texas A&M take care of business against Notre Dame on Saturday. However, my favorite Week 3 moment in college football was the toughest player in the country, Haynes King, as he led the Yellow Jackets of Georgia Tech to an epic victory over Clemson. I'm Zach Gelb.
Ready to kick off the fun? Chumba Casino is your go-to game plan. During halftime or overtime, from spinning slots to instant scratch-style cards, it's like running the perfect play. All from home. New players score a free welcome bonus and daily logins with a shot at some serious prizes every time you play. Get in the game and visit ChumbaCasino.com today. Let's Chumba. Sponsored by VGW Group. No purchase necessary. See terms at ChumbaCasino.com. Must be over 21 and present in a state where it's legal to play.
One in four Americans have a disability. I'm one of them. I'm also a working mom who cares deeply about making sure every child with a disability thrives by getting their access needs met. We've got a trusted ally by our side. Easter Seals provides children and families the foundation for lifelong success through early learning programs, skills training, and prep for college and career. That's my Easter Seals. Make it yours. Join us at EasterSeals.com.
Tune in to Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sundays at 1 with Paul Roberts. Find out how their certified advisors can help you enjoy your retirement income. Financial security is about more than investments. Roberts Wealth can help you live your values and trust your future planning every step of the way. Don't miss Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, this Sunday at 1 p.m.
Investment advisory services offered by Foundations Investment Advisor Services, LLC, SEC. Registered advisors.
Hi, I'm Terrence A. Gross. As many of you know, I am a local board-certified personal injury lawyer, and I have practiced in this community for almost 40 years. Our law firm handles only people that have been injured due to the negligence of another. Join me this Wednesday at 10:30 on Pep Talk as we discuss all aspects of personal injury law.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 is accepting applications for employment. Periodically, we have openings in sales, business, news, promotions, engineering, production, and programming. We'll keep your application for consideration when such an opening occurs. We also provide internships for qualified students. Apply online at News Radio 92.3 or at our studios at 7251 Plantation Road between 8:30 a.m. and 5:30 p.m. ADX Communications is an equal opportunity employer.
Want to score tickets to see Florida State take on Kent State University this Saturday? Tap the News Radio app.
Tap the app.
Just download our News Radio Pensacola app and Monday through Friday from 5 a.m. to 5 p.m. Tap the app.
Tap the app.
For your chance to win.
Each day you enter brings you one step closer to being in the stands.
The winner will be announced live at 5:15 p.m. on Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. Download, then tap that app.
Tap that app.
The News Radio Pensacola app. And get ready for game day with News Radio 92.3.
Here's Chris and Austin for Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
I know that my baby loves me. My baby needs me. That's why we've made it through the years.
This
is Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Now, here's today's top three local trending stories. Number one.
Well, strong wind shear and dry, dusty air have limited storms in the panhandle this hurricane season. Today, NHC forecasters confirmed a tropical wave in the central Atlantic is the only disturbance with any development potential. Spaghetti models for the tropical wave show little to no impact on the U.S., though, as most projections keep it tracking north and east of the Bahamas. No Gulf of America activity expected next week.
Number two.
Okay, a majority of the Escambia school board members have expressed support for eliminating citizen-based book review committees. According to District 1 Rep. Kevin Adams, this measure aims to expedite the school books review process. The board will vote on the proposal during the regular meeting scheduled tomorrow, 5:30, over at the J.E. Hall Center.
Number three.
And the Cantonment Improvement Committee will hold a food distribution event tomorrow, offering 10,000 pounds of food to residents. The event begins at 3 p.m. at Carver Park in Cantonment. Participants are required to present valid identification to receive food. Distribution will be a first-come, first-serve basis while supplies last.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Okay, we're seeing some reaction to last week's news that open carry is now legal across the panhandle. Santa Rosa Sheriff Bob Johnson has his thoughts on this.
I'm the biggest Second Amendment guy in the world. You know that, but I just don't get the thing about open carry. I don't know why anyone would want to open carry. It just makes you a target, like being a cop. It's strange. So, but yeah, it is perfectly legal now, and they better get a grip on it and put some different kind of, bullet points in a law somewhere. Otherwise, you're going to have people, you know, walking around with a Barrett 50 in their hands, walking down Main Street, and there's nothing we can do about it.
Well, Johnson says he's hoping state legislators will at least put together some restrictions to keep things in check and back to normal, if you can define that word normal, in today's society.
Yeah, you gotta regulate something like that. I'm all for people being, you know, entitled to their guns and all that. But, I mean, walking around with just anything, come on now.
Yeah. I went through that in Oregon a years back with that open carry type situation.
Really?
Very strange watching people walk down the sidewalk with holsters and guns, and it reminded me of the Wild Wild West. And it was the Wild Wild West. Why not? It was the Wild Wild West.
It certainly sounds like it.
Here's your top sports stories this hour.
Fox Sports Update.
The game's only touchdown. Sunday Night Football on NBC, 7 field goals and 1 touchdown. The Falcons went into Minneapolis and stifled J.J. McCarthy and the Vikings 22-6. Atlanta sacked the Vikings quarterback 6 times and intercepted him twice. McCarthy also lost a fumble in his second NFL start. Atlanta running back Bijan Robinson ran for 143 yards, helped the Falcons get their first win and dropped the Vikings to 0-1. Before Cincinnati Bengals quarterback Joe Burrow suffered a serious turf toe injury in yesterday's game against the Jaguars, the odds on the Bengals to win the Super Bowl were 25-1 at the FanDuel Sportsbook. This morning, the Bengals are 60-1 to win Super Bowl 60. Joe Burrow may need surgery, a procedure that could keep him off the field for 3 months. Yesterday, backup quarterback Jake Browning led 4 scoring drives for the Bengals with 3 touchdowns and a field goal. He threw 2 TD passes, ran for the go-ahead 1-yard score. With 18 seconds left, the Bengals won the game 31-27. Cincinnati 2-0 for the first time since 2018. Browning had 241 passing yards, also got picked off 3 times. After the Cowboys scored a most amazing 40-37 win in overtime against the Giants, Cowboys owner Jerry Jones announced the team had signed linebacker Jadeveon Clowney, who's now 32, and joining his 7th NFL team. Week number 2 closes with 2 Monday night games. 7 o'clock Eastern, the 0-1 Texans host the 1-0 Buccaneers. 10 p.m. Eastern, 1-0 Raiders home against the 1-0 Chargers. Baseball, Cal Raleigh hit his 54th home run in the Mariners' 11-2 win over the Angels that put Seattle atop the AL West by 1 game over Houston. Raleigh tied Mickey Mantle's record for the most home runs in 1 season by a switch hitter. For more scores, stories, and features, go to foxsports.com. I'm Jared Max.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
And a Monday Night Football doubleheader will wrap up Week 2 in the NFL. In the first game of the night, the Houston Texans will host the Tampa Bay Buccaneers at 6 p.m. You can find coverage of that game on our sister station, ESPN Pensacola, 99.1 FM, 1330 AM. You can also get the ESPN Pensacola mobile app for absolutely free. Texans looking for their first win of the year, while Tampa Bay is aiming to start 2-0. That game's going to be followed by the L.A. Chargers taking on the Raiders in Las Vegas. That kickoff is at 9. Both teams are coming off wins in Week 1.
Here's probably a better game for you. Football fans can score some free food today by visiting a Chipotle. How about this? Christian Goodwin has the way you do it.
Chipotle kicking off its first ever Wear Your College Football Jersey promotion. Customers can snag a buy one, get one free meal if they come in wearing a college football jersey after 5 p.m. local time. The one-day offer applies to all proteins and entrees at participating U.S. locations, but it's in-store only and does not apply to kids' meals. The chain also recently bringing back its carne asada in time for football season, noting according to a Google search history, carne asada was its most searched menu item and the second most searched limited time offering among all national restaurant brands. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
And the first round of the WNBA playoffs tipped off yesterday. The number one seed Minnesota Lynx off to a 1-0 lead in their series against Golden State following a 101-72 win. The Indiana Fever, minus an injured star guard Caitlin Clark, dropped the first game of their best-of-three first-round series against the Atlanta Dream 80-68. Phoenix Mercury lost to the New York Liberty in overtime, and the Seattle Storm also collected a loss. They fell to the Las Vegas Aces in...
Okay, the feds say there's a problem with several brands of ground cinnamon. Jill Nato has that story.
An expanding recall as ground cinnamon sold at Dollar Tree, Save-A-Lot food stores, and more across the country is reported to have unsafe lead levels. The Food and Drug Administration warns the lead content is so high that exposure to these products could be dangerous. They come under several names like Jiva, Superbrand, Supreme Tradition, and Spice Class. Lead is especially bad for babies and young children. It can lead to learning disabilities, behavior problems, and lowered IQ. The FDA says if you've got any, toss it. Do a search on FDA ground cinnamon to get the full list of recalled items. Jill Nato, Fox News.
And a new study shows many people don't realize they have diabetes. Data published in The Lancet Diabetes and Endocrinology shows 44% of people 15 years and older who have diabetes are undiagnosed. Researchers looked over data from more than 200 countries from 2000 to 2023 for their study. More than 10% of people worldwide have diabetes. Officials say many times there are no symptoms in early stages. The symptoms include hunger, frequent urination, and fatigue.
One food company says it's ditching some controversial sweeteners. For a full-blown definition, here's Jenny Casola.
Tyson Foods says it will stop using high fructose corn syrup by the end of the year. It also will no longer use the artificial sweetener sucralose, preservatives BHA and BHT, and food coloring titanium dioxide. In addition to Tyson poultry and meat products, it makes other food brands, including Jimmy Dean, Ballpark, and Hillshire Farm. Earlier this year, Tyson removed petroleum-based synthetic dyes from its products, though the Trump administration has been pushing the food industry to make changes aimed at improving the health of Americans. Tyson says the decision was voluntary and it has been working in recent years to reduce food additives. Jenny Coselda, Fox News.
444, 16 away from 5, News Radio 92.3. You know, September could be the month that makes your cholesterol levels better. Smile. There's something there. Here's Lisa Brady.
September is National Cholesterol Awareness Month, and it's a good time to learn about it and how to avoid high levels that can raise the risk of heart disease. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention describes cholesterol as a waxy, fat-like substance made by your liver. Blood cholesterol is essential for good health, and your body needs it to perform important jobs, like making hormones and digesting fatty foods. The only way to know if your levels are high is to get checked out by your healthcare team. House Call for Health, I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Okay, 445, 15 away from 5 o'clock. Look at this here. News Radio 92.3, Austin Price, all ready to go. Taking a look at that weather and local traffic together for you this afternoon.
Yes, 100%. This traffic and weather update brought to you by Executive Landscaping. You can call them today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Let's see what we got here. Looking at the roads, so far this hour, there hasn't been much that stood out. Some of the issues that we've had have been pretty minor, and at our usual spots, I-10, traveling westbound, passing the I-110 north ramp, do have some backups developing on 9 Mile Road, traveling westbound towards Kempstrand Road. The biggest shocker is probably going to be Highway 90. This is if you are traveling eastbound towards where Chemukla Highway meets Florida Town Road. No confirmation of an accident, but we do have some very heavy congestion in that area, so be on the lookout for that. As for your weather, 87 degrees, low of 69 tonight. Sunny, mostly clear for the rest of your work week, with highs sitting anywhere from 88 to 91.
Yeah, it's looking much to the delight of many around here. A lot of sunshine in the panhandle, not so much with the rest of the country. They're dealing with rain, put it really just nicely. Fox meteorologist Janice Dean has a look at your Fox weather forecast.
Showers and thunderstorms are popping up across the Rockies towards the plains. Some storms could turn severe with large hail, damaging winds, and isolated tornadoes, as well as pockets of heavy rain. A coastal storm brewing off the mid-Atlantic is bringing rain and wind to the area the next few days, and a mid-September heat wave bringing much warmer than average temperatures over the central U.S., spreading towards the Great Lakes and the Northeast. South Florida also seeing the chance for heavy rain and flooding this Monday. Fox Weather has all of the details. I'm Janice Dean, Fox News.
Here's today's business news.
Ford Motor Company is on the move in Michigan. What does this mean? Jeff Manasso has an explanation.
For the first time in 70 years, Ford Motor Company relocating its world headquarters just down the road, about 3 miles away from its longtime home in Dearborn. The move within a couple of months to a newly constructed building, a 2.1 million square foot structure called Ford World Headquarters, when it opens in November. General Motors, also in the midst of a headquarters move, leaving its iconic home along the Detroit River for a new office building in downtown Detroit. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. Tesla shares jumped more than 3% today after CEO Elon Musk disclosed that his first purchase of stock in the open market happened before the weekend since February 2020. Musk bought 2.57 million shares at various price points on Friday, tallying up to roughly $1 billion. The CEO's last purchase was for nearly 200,000 shares. Alphabet has joined the $3 trillion club. Shares of the Google parent jumping more than 4% at one point today, pushing the company into territory occupied only by NVIDIA, Microsoft, and Apple. Stocks rose today after President Donald Trump said U.S.-China trade negotiations were going well. Investors also bracing for a key Federal Reserve meeting this week. The Dow up nearly 50 points. The S&P 500 and NASDAQ both set fresh record highs, up 30 and 207 points, respectively. That's Your Money Now.
Okay, Taylor Swift is being deposed in the lively Baldoni suit. This is going to be interesting. See what she knows, what she doesn't know. Here's Michelle Polino.
Taylor Swift has agreed to sit for a deposition in the legal battle between Blake Lively and Justin Baldoni, according to a new court filing from Baldoni's team, Variety reporting. Swift is expected to be asked about any conversations she had with Lively regarding conditions on the set of It Ends With Us. Baldoni's lawyers previously won court approval to seek messages between Swift and Lively after Lively's team tried to keep Swift out of the case. Lively has sued Baldoni, her director and co-star, for sexual harassment and retaliation. A trial is set for next spring in federal court in New York. Lively has already been deposed, and her lawyers want more time to question Baldoni and co-defendants. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
And wanted to get you some more details on this. President Trump proposing companies reduce the frequency they report their finances to the public. On Truth Social, Trump said reporting on a semi-annual basis would save money and allow managers to focus on properly running their companies. Companies currently provide the reports on a quarterly basis, and Trump noted in his post that the switch is subject to SEC approval. And the supporters of the current system say it provides investors with timely opportunity as well as transparency about public companies.
Okay, a new report shows the number of critical Do Not Drive recalls have jumped more than 65% in the last year, with many still on the roads unfixed. Jeff Manasso has that story.
A Carfax report shows that 725,000 vehicles that are currently on the road across the country that have a do not drive recall. Automakers, in partnership with the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, issue do not drive recalls when a vehicle's defect is considered to be dangerous enough that regulators say owners should not be using those vehicles under any circumstances, even for a short trip, until they're fixed. If you're unsure if your vehicle faces a recall, the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says go to its website and type in your VIN, that it could save you or your loved ones. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
And Pope Leo decrying wealth inequality, pointing to the massive wages of CEOs like Elon Musk. In his first interview since becoming Pope back in May, Leo XIV told Catholic news site Crux that he worries for the low-income earners of the world. He cited reports that Musk may soon become the world's first trillionaire, saying that if money is the only thing that has value, we're in big trouble. In his comments published Sunday, the Pope expressed concern that people were forgetting the value of human life, family, and society.
President Trump is calling on Republicans to unite around a short-term spending plan. This is to avoid a government shutdown. Jared Halpern is at the White House this afternoon with more on News Radio 92.3.
Republican leaders in Congress are expected to unveil a continuing resolution this week, a short-term spending extension to avoid a government shutdown at the end of the month. In a social media post, President Trump says Republicans have to stick together and vote yes to pass the plan out of the House. He claims Democrats want the government to shut down. Republican lawmakers have in the past criticized so-called clean spending extensions, demanding instead spending cuts. Any plan will need bipartisan buy-in to overcome a 60-vote threshold in the Senate. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
4:52 on the dot here. We'll take one last quick break. You're listening to Pensacola right now. We'll be back in just a few minutes with some of your pop culture notes, some more frivolous headlines for you, and one final check of your roads and weather this hour right here on News Radio 92.3.
Joann Fabrics may be closed, but you'll find all you need at Daryl's Sewing in Pensacola. Daryl's is the largest sewing and embroidery machine dealer in the Pensacola area, offering lots of fabrics, sewing machine furniture, sewing and embroidery supplies, and notions. Financing is available coming up in October. Learn to Sew classes will happen every Wednesday evening, and lots of other classes are scheduled for this fall. Get registered now at sewinginpensacola.com. Daryl's Sewing, 6705 North Davis Highway between Creighton and Burgess.
Man, I loved playing high school sports growing up. And it's fun being a fan now, don't get me wrong, but sitting in the stands feels like I'm missing out on all the action, you know? I wanted to get back in the game, so I signed up to be a high school official. It takes me back to my playing days. I'm supporting students, and I get paid to make the big calls. Do you want to see the game up close? Sign up to become an official in Florida at highschoolofficials.com.
Northwest Florida businesses pay an average 20% more for phone service. Data Revolution wants to change that. We are your local, service-focused VoIP provider. Right now, offering a free bill review and free installation for new customers. No matter where your team is, Data Revolution can help. Experience the service and support only a locally owned company can provide. Join the revolution at datarevs.com.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked a lot about civic virtues, especially how to handle people who disagree with us. What is the value of protecting things we do not like? Also, what is the value of restraint in the use of the rights, even the rights we really do have? How is this playing out with regards to the Texas Roadhouse in Milton, with the Graffiti Bridge mural, with Charlie Kirk or the Drag Queen Christmas? Well, we talked about all of that. Plus, Jimmy Petronas, our congressman. Listen to the podcast at newsradio923.com.
When breaking news hits, we're there to cover it. Fox News, WEAR-TV, and the News Radio team on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
We now return you to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. Text in your questions at 850-437-1620. It's News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
For another day. No fun for my baby. No fun.
4:55. Look at it, 5 before 5. News Radio 92.3. Okay, heads up. Pensacola, Austin Price. Looking at the weather and local traffic together this afternoon.
Thank you very much, sir. This traffic and weather update brought to you by Aleve. Traffic and body pain can slow you down, but don't let the pain stop you. With just one pill, Aleve provides up to 12 hours of pain relief so you can keep moving. Use as directed. Again, that is Aleve. Let's see. Looking at the roads here. Had a lot of backups. If you were traveling eastbound on Highway 90 towards Chemukla Highway, that's where Chemukla meets Florida Town Road. Still some congestion there, but it is slowly but surely starting to break up. Also got some backups developing at the intersection of Palafox Street and Burgess Road, and some residing on I-10, traveling westbound passing the I-110 north ramp. As for your weather, sitting at around 87 degrees, low of 69 tonight. Sunny, mostly clear for the rest of your work week heading into your weekend. And as a result, we're going to see the highs creep up, but we're talking anywhere from 88, just working its way up to 91.
Here's today's pop culture news.
All right, afternoon, everybody. Thank you so much for having us on today. Chris Bryan, Austin Price, Pensacola Right Now. TV's biggest awards have been handed out. Michelle Pollino recaps a big night at the Emmys.
Nate Bargatze hosted the 77th Annual Emmy Awards, which saw Seth Rogen's The Studio win all the top comedy honors. Lead actor directing, writing an outstanding comedy series, making it the most awarded comedy in Emmy's history. Adolescence followed with 6 wins, including Best Limited Series and a record for youngest male acting winner, Owen Cooper. On the drama side, The Pit, about a Pittsburgh trauma center, took home 3 awards with Noah Wiley named lead actor. He thanked the real heroes.
To anybody who's going on shift tonight or coming off shift tonight, thank you for being in that job. This is for you.
Sound courtesy of CBS and Television Academy. And Severance star Tramell Tillman made history as the first black man to win supporting drama actor. Michelle Pollino, Fox News.
All righty, also going on in the pop culture scene here. Well, this isn't really pop culture related, but it's a strange headline. Some would argue stereotypical. Some residents in Lexington, Kentucky are facing a limit on the number of roosters they can own due to noise complaints. Lexington Fayette Urban County Council has approved a new ordinance to limit roosters to 1 per household inside city limits. County council members say that the ordinance was proposed after several residents submitted noise complaints about roosters. Starting November 1st, the limit of 1 rooster per household will only apply to residential and business zones and does not include agricultural land.
All right. Cock-a-doodle-doo. That's not a rooster, probably. Yeah, maybe. Okay.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, on Monday, Vice President J.D. Vance took over the Charlie Kirk show. This is on Rumble in honor of its original host, who was killed last week at the Utah Valley University while debating students during his American comeback tour. The vice president encouraged Americans to continue peacefully debating and discussing issues without resorting to political motivated killing.
Real unity that can only come when we tell the truth and everybody knows that they can speak their mind about the issues of the day without being cut down by a murderer's gun.
And Reba McEntire and Rex Lynn are engaged. People confirmed the news after a reporter called the couple fiancés during Sunday night's Emmy Awards. The country singer and actor met back in the 90s but reconnected in 2020.
Huh.
Your mind's blown, huh?
Okay, I'm shocked. I'm shocked that Reva's going to get remarried. All right. Lucky guy there, I guess. Commanding debut at the weekend box office. Yeah, it was a stellar weekend at the box office.
Yeah, Kathleen, loaded slate.
Kathleen Maloney, she has those numbers for us.
Demon Slayer Infinity Castle ruled over the box office, debuting to a mighty $70 million and setting a record for the biggest opening ever for an anime film. Its haul more than doubled the $31 million benchmark that had been set by 1999's Pokemon, the first movie Mewtwo Strikes Back. Last weekend's champ, The Conjuring Last Rites, settled for second place, dropping 69% to earn $26.1 million. Downton Abbey, the grand finale, came in third at $18.1 million. Kathleen Maloney, Fox News.
Okay, Southeastern Conference has 11 teams in the top 25 for the second week in a row. LSU leading number 3, Georgia at 5, Texas 8, and the Texas A&M folks rounding out the top 10. What a week of football that was. We'll talk about it next hour. This is News Radio 92.3. Thanks for having us on.
92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.